The Trump administration projects 7 agencies will boost hiring in 2019, but the rest, at least 17 of the 24 major agencies, will continue to see workforce reductions the next year. Meantime, the Office of Management and Budget says improving the federal hiring process will be a top priority for the administration this year. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco joins me now to take a deeper look at the workforce. And I guess we were both surprised a little bit to see that there's not this necessarily across-the-board slashing that some people had expected. Give us some of the specifics.
Yeah, well, actually, if you look at the total size of the federal workforce, it still hasn't really changed that much, at least in 2017. And in 2018, they're projecting that it'll be a little bit more. There will be slightly more federal employees in 2018, and then in 2019, even a little bit more than that. So for all of this talk about cutting federal positions, I'm not necessarily sure that that's happening. I think if you look at some of the numbers, and again, these are our projections, and we should also say that this is a policy document. We're hearing that phrase more and more lately with this release of this budget, because again, Congress passed a spending deal just last week, finally. And this administration's proposal comes slightly after that. They haven't necessarily had the time to make all of the tweaks that would correspond with the spending caps that Congress passed. The real key here will be looking at where the reductions in the workforce are coming from. And Tom, like you mentioned, there are some agencies that will be hiring in 2019 and most likely 2018 as well, but there will also be some agencies that will trim their workforces slightly. So let's take a little bit of a deeper look at that. Departments of Agriculture, Interior, Treasury, they will most likely see reductions in 2019 under the president's budget. HUD and EPA, the size of those workforces, most likely projected for more cuts. And those aren't necessarily a big surprise.
No, the EPA is showing, according to the administration projection, a 24.6% reduction in workforce. That's if Congress lets them get away with it.
Exactly. And, you know, if we look at what some of these agencies are doing, for example, agriculture, they are reorganizing the department slightly. The Interior Department, they're proposing a pretty major reorganization that might mean moving employees possibly across the country and putting those employees out in different parts of the field, having management make more of those decisions outside of Washington. The agencies that look like they're going to be hiring, also no surprise. The Veterans Affairs Department, Homeland Security Department, and Commerce. VA, for example, hiring more than 600 people to work at the Veterans Benefit Administration to help process appeals, work through the backlog, and implement the appeals modernization law that Congress passed last year. Total, they're looking at adding 7,000 new employees, if they can hire them.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, VA would like to have, they can't fill the positions they have now, which
exactly.
Number in the more than 10,000.
Exactly. They're projecting that, you know, they would add 7,000 new employees. But again, if they can actually get the people in the door and keep them there. The Homeland Security Department, no major surprise here. The administration wants to hire more Border Patrol agents, immigration officers to meet its priorities. Commerce, looking at a huge increase, actually, a 21% increase within the department's workforce. The budget document proposes adding 9,100 employees total in 2019. It looks like those additions would come from Census and then also NOAA, hiring more weather specialists.
Interesting. Well, you would expect that from the Census Bureau, because if they have to hit the ground with enumerators and other workers for the 2020 count, that takes place in calendar 2020. So you have to hire them in fiscal 2019.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. A few other interesting points that the budget brought up here. What we know generally about the federal workforce, it's aging. 600,000 employees are age 55 or older. That's 40,000 more than we had in 2013 who were 55 or older. 155,000 employees are under age 30. That's 20,000 less employees than we had at that age group in 2013. So you can see that some of the challenges that we've been talking about for years now are still challenges, and in fact, they might be getting a little bit worse.
Yeah, it's really getting to be stale, pale ale. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, and besides the size of the workforce, what are some of the other priorities the administration is thinking about for the coming year?
A lot of really familiar topics here. Hiring, we mentioned at the top, one of the bigger priorities. The administration mentioned that the process has at least 14 steps. And that's not really conducive to hiring new, younger generation of employees who might not want to spend their entire careers in the federal government. They mentioned the senior executive service. There's a high number of SES that are retirement eligible. The budget says that the administration would continue to modernize policies that govern the SES and try to create a better pipeline. And they also mentioned that that could mean recruiting to the private sector. Not entirely sure what that would mean. But, you know, they also bring up shifting away from activities such as employer-employee relations, says that it's possibly inefficient and costly. Mentions that 60% of federal employees belong to a union, and they mentioned some work that they've already been doing around that front.
Yeah, that's right. Interesting they mentioned the 14 steps of hiring. I mean, I guess if you have a really appealing place to work, then people will put up with that. We've all read stories about, say, getting hired at Google, where 15 people interview you and grill you, and it goes on and on and on. They do it fast. It may take only a couple of weeks, but the number of steps is, I'm not sure, all that less.
Right, and I'd imagine that a Google would have the right IT systems and human capital systems in place to quickly look at all of this information and make a decision more quickly than, say, a federal agency is doing right now.
And they seem to be looking at collective bargaining, which is not real popular among the Trump administration in the public sector.
Right. The budget just mentions, you know, again, as a policy document, it shows where the administration is thinking, and it mentions that collective bargaining contracts can have a significant impact on agency performance, workforce productivity, and employee satisfaction. And all three of those phrases are priorities that the Trump administration says that it wants to work on.
And when they say significant impact, I guess they don't mean positively.
No, I don't think so.
All right. And what do you think we can expect from OPM in the coming year?
Yeah, well, it's been an interesting couple of days for that agency. OPM finally put out its quadrennial workforce priorities report, which gives a overall government-wide human capital strategy that OPM says that it will lead agencies to implement. And just looking briefly at that strategic plan, it really shows the priorities that overall the Trump administration's been talking about: transforming hiring, pay, and benefits across the government. That is part of another piece of another new document that OPM put out just a couple days ago, and that's the OPM strategic plan. And it mentions that it will be the leader in transforming hiring, pay, and benefits across government. So it shows that OPM is really hoping to lead the conversation on some of these big topics. At the same time, you know, you wonder, where's the OPM director? Well, finally, today, the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee is expected to finally consider those nominations. Jeff Pond to be the director of OPM. Hopefully, you know, that nomination will quickly move forward in the Senate and we can actually get a person in place to lead some of these conversations.
And what I read in the analytical perspectives with respect to the workforce is the administration would like to work with Congress and maybe take a look at Title V,
yep,
which is where their authority really ends and you need Congress to legislate. So maybe we'll see that in the coming year, perhaps?
I think the conversations will be happening. Whether or not we'll see any concrete solutions or outcomes from that, totally different story.
Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check out her story at federalnewsradio.com.